Blog Talk Radio.
Todd from Hour says, suck it!
Stay the fuck at home. The Rona is spreading. This shit is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the fuck at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor. But motherfuckers listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam fucking Jackson, imploring you, keep your ass at home. If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and stay the fuck at home. Motherfucker, it's no time to gamble. Look around, you're not at a casino. Just stay the fuck home as if your name was Trenton Quarantino. Sure, you can still see your friends. Use the motherfucking app on your phone. But unless you just ran out of groceries, please, stay the fuck at home. Thank you for doing your part to flatten the curve, because that shit is steep. And now that you're home, please feel free to go the fuck to sleep.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, there's no
come out.
Giddy up.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm getting a treat for the dog. It's professional fucking fake radio. Anyway, Grenache Network, home of the finest, yada yada. Fucking Clobber Time's back, man. He's doing shows. So that's fucking cool. And all that nonsense there and everything. And finally, this.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What's the name, please?
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a bee bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Real George. Oh, a bee bopper. Real George. Oh, a bee bopper. Cool, man. Oh, a bee bopper. Real George. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee bopper. Real George. Oh, a bee bopper. Cool, man. Oh, a bee bopper. Real George.
George B. Bopper.
Cool, man.
George B. Bopper.
B. Bop. B. Bop.
George B. Bopper.
Oh. B. Bop. B. Bop.
George B. Bopper.
Oh. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Real George. Real George.
B. Bopper.
Real George. Cool, man. Real George. Real George.
B. Bopper.
Real George.
B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Alright.
Right, man. The longest introduction in the history of the show.
Out.
Professor R.J. Gumby. I guess there my sound isn't 5x5. My sound's not 5x5, man.
Yeah, you got to ask the lounge people that. You sound good on the phone.
Oh, okay, because that's what Jim's saying. When we spin a platter, I'll hang up and call back. Oh, man, at the risk of... See, I... They rejected my password 4 times. Shut up, Ted. 4 times on the way to the show today.
Cool. They're fucking with you. They got us down as number 8 now.
How's that?
They got us from the popular page as number 8.
Oh, no way. How nice.
Yep.
How nice.
But as we all know, we can't go by that. BTR is lazy fuckers, man. They just... They change it like once in 3 months.
I know. Schmucks.
You figured it automatically.
Well, fortunately.
You know, it's the computer rage. Why can't it automatically do that?
I think their IT is out back smoking doobies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, sir.
All right. Speaking of smoking doobies, blow something the fuck up, man.
Blow something the fuck up.
Oh, that became... Okay. I should have looked at the show before the show to see what the show was going to be. It's kind of like a movie.
It is Friday.
Huh. I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
I'm assuming.
Not too many folks in the lounge. Cake, Dr. Cake, and Jim. Is this kind of the roll call, Ted? There you go. Have a cookie. All right. Well, how about we blow up something?
All right. Something it is.
Man, I'm so scared to hang up and call back in. Cake's not hearing any clicking. I'm going to wait it out and hopefully the line will clear up or something. hang up, that could be the end of the show.
Yep. It's happened before.
Okay, so kind of this pandemic crap, we kind of just missed St. Patrick's Day altogether.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
What the fuck was that about, man? We didn't have one.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have a fucking St. Patrick's Day. Canceled all the parades and everything.
Uh-huh. What
the fuck was up with that? Sit down, Ted.
What a poor joke.
Roll call yet. So, pop hydroxychloroquine, and sit back, and let's go back in time.
Yes.
The year is 2014, and blow up St. Patrick's Day.
Blow it up. Be gone.
Catch that leprechaun. He's got Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Always after me Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with sweet surprises. Hearts, moons, stars, clovers. Magically delicious.
Ooh-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry.
Cocksucker!
Ooh-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra.
Oh, fuck! Say it! Oh.
Why don't you walk on it?
little bit of a twist. I like it.
Yeah, it was the Boodles.
Oh, the Boodles.
Yeah. They're not the Beatles. Boodle.
Okay.
Kind of sound like the Beatles.
Yep.
But
they were much more popular, the Boodles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big in Europe.
More popular than Jesus.
More popular than... Don't tell Jesus, though. That was a... I don't want to hurt his feelings.
We don't want to do that. That's not what Possumow is all about.
Okay, you want to bark a little bit, Ted? A bark?
There you go.
All right. And now the very limited Possumow Lounge. There's Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights, who's very disappointed with the sound quality of tonight's show. Say hi to Jim. Can you hear Ted barking? And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And, you know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, so...
Dr. Cake.
Goodness, she's here. I'm still loath... Okay, Ted, okay. I'm still loath to hang up and call back in. The way the thing was acting at the outset of the program.
Oh, you want to give it a shot?
All right, well, keep an eye on the chat room. Because if I can't log back in, you'll have to do it.
And we'll be in trouble then. We'll be in trouble.
Yeah,
then.
Get that right. Okay. Oh, and there's Francie. Hi, Francie. Hi, Francie.
Francie.
From the Francie and Friends show here on Blog Talk Radio. Say hi to Francie. Okay, good
All
boy.
Right,
good
okay.
boy. And last but not least, and we're going to play a longie. Usually we play a quickie after I do the roll call. We'll do a longie.
A longie.
A longie. I need a longie. That's what she said. Hey, you. Hey, I'll be here all week. Tip the veal, try the waitress.
Dig it.
Yeah, that's your professor of finance and parking. Okay, here we go. Dig it.
Yes.
This is just some good listening, man.
Okay.
Yeah, well, 4 minutes. That'll
right,
give me
right.
some cover.
I hope you come back.
OJ, baby.
The OJ. There you go. OJ's.
All right. Wish me luck.
Uh-huh. All righty. Good luck there, Commodore.
We got to do the thing first. And there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. With your super host, maybe Commodore Dyker.
I moved the damn thing around. There it is.
Okay.
As the Beaver.
We're the OJs. All right.
Come back.
It's a unanimous decision. I said
There you go. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you have your meat if you don't eat your pudding?
See,
this
you
is
go.
Possum hour. Yeah. Okie dokie. I hope my sound is 5x5. I don't know at this point. Jim's freaking out, man. he must have the headphones on or something. It's assaulting his eardrums. That's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Nope. Anyway, we were taking that funk.
Yeah, man. That was, that came across to my attention, that funny-looking guy that was running for president who ain't running for president no more. He was playing that one at his rallies. Playing that at the rallies.
Gotta
give the people what they want. Down with the funk.
But the people don't want it.
Funky. Nope. Didn't buy that set of, laundry. Didn't buy that soap. On to the next thing. On to the next thing. So, did you do anything this week?
Nah, are you kidding me? Nobody did anything, right? Not a sign.
Yeah, I didn't do. That big day I went shopping. That was the big, you know, the big thing.
Okay. Okay. You did your Fortnite, right?
Yeah. I felt like that. I felt like the Scott of the Sahara, you know, braving the wild.
Yes.
Jolly good.
Yes. Your provision.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm all vexed. I figured the sound's all fucked up. So you got me paranoid, dude. You win. Shoot, I don't know what to do, man. It's Friday night.
Uh-huh.
What kind of fun could we have? Yeah. We got to get the Reverend Wendy to call in, man.
Yeah.
Reverend
Wendy's
out there.
Oh, all right.
Oh, shit. I'm getting a cramp, man. All this excitement has made my heenie act up. All right. Hang on, Ted. Hey, there she is. Cool. Something different.
All right. There you go.
Something different.
Give
for a change. Well, let's just... That ain't it. Gosh darn it. See, now I'm all screwed up, man. I like...
Kumquats!
Yeah. Oh, no, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is.
All right, there you,
here it is.
There you go.
I got it.
Right where you left it.
You are my type, baby. A woman.
I sure do miss the cow though. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Yes, yes.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She had flowers in her flower.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, hello, hiya, 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 hiya.
Hiya.
Although you're not really the flower girl this week, are you?
Actually, I had to, this is horrible, but I had to buy Kroger flowers. And I need a little arrangement for me and Sissy for our house. I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm like, I have to get something to cheer me up here. So after the whole 2 pounds of beef was like double the price. It's like, okay, everything was like so much money. Everyone was wearing masks. I got all freaked out. I needed the flowers.
Yep. Yeah.
I did.
Don't blame you.
And they looked beautiful. Yep. And I got the most smelliest ones I could.
There you go.
I can enjoy them. And how was your shopping experience?
Oh, well, I just wanted to mention in the chat, we've got Ford Prefect.
Oh, yeah.
First lover, Wendy. And Cheeks. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet
Alice.
Yeah.
All
right.
Welcome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's gone.
But that was a Friday night.
In and out. I think there's testicle difficulties tonight. The shopping thing was weird. Wasn't real crowded. It went pretty efficiently. I hope I didn't catch anything. You know.
I know, man. 1 minute you think that, oh, it might be like worse, you know, like way worse than they're telling us. And then the other minute you're thinking maybe it's like way less than they're telling us.
I know.
It's horrible.
I know. I don't think they'd go this far, though, if it wasn't, you know.
Oh, I know. I haven't had a panic attack in a million years. I'm in Kroger's and I'm wearing a headband mask thing, so it's not like a hospital
thing. Yeah, me too.
But it's cute. It looks nice. It's my glasses, everyone else is wearing one, and someone sneezed and they didn't have a mask on. Almost everyone had a mask on except for two people. And everyone was just like, you could just see their eyes. I'm like, oh my God. Like, thank God I got the mask on. Like, we're like all ready to bolt for the door. Just like, this is no way to live.
Well, yeah, because the mask, it's more of a protection for other people. It's so that you don't breathe your germs on the other person. It doesn't really protect you from the germs coming your way.
Like, yeah, the one dude, he didn't have one, and another one, he had, like, a long ponytail, no gloves, nothing, and everyone else was, like, running, and you had to wait in the aisle, you know, just to make sure someone else was, like, 6 feet away, you know, just to get, like, some cereal or whatever. It's like, I've really been a chop kitchen. I'm going to do a video and everything and tell them, like, you can't even believe the meals I've been making out of nothing.
Oh, boy.
I've been wanting to go on there for years. Yes, Gumby. He even made me my little thing.
Man.
Every day
I'm cooking, man.
Around here.
That would be so cool.
Should be a
cool.
New episode of Chop.
I had no female cook for me since Lassie was a pup. My God.
Yeah.
Get things started, man. Yeah. All right. So it's everything sucks. It's just a repeat of last week. It's Groundhog Day.
Every day is Groundhog Day. You wake up, you're like, okay. What day is it?
I don't know how many times I gotta take this one pill once a day, just this little pill for my blood pressure. I don't know how many times I'm sitting there looking and I see the bottle and I go, fuck, was that today I took the pill or was that yesterday I took the pill? I need to ring a bell or
something.
One
pill and you gotta get the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There you go.
So
yeah, lay it out.
And I'm running low. I'm gonna have to go back to the Kroger's, the damn pharmacy, to get more. Bastards.
You go to Rite Aid here. They got the whole. They got the shield on and the mask and the hospital crap. And you're just. And I'm through the drive-through. And I'm wearing a glove, and I'm punching, to put the, like, okay, I'm here, and I grab the thing. What's the birthday? I grab the thing and throw it out, and pull in the parking lot, throw it in the trunk, and I'm hand sanitizing. This is not good for me, dudes. At all.
Yeah. And one thing they only had like like one kind of toilet paper. Thank God they had some, because, you know, it was like, I was thinking, man, I really should probably secure some. But now it's like this, like top line fucking toilet paper. I always buy generic toilet paper, so I'm not gonna. My butt's not gonna know what hit it.
There you go.
Well, you think I got some. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All these things.
Well,
are
you guys
like
know how I'm
soft.
An extreme couponer, so I haven't had to buy any because I already had some way before this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a few things I need to pick up that I forgot. So, like aluminum foil, I ran out of, and olive oil, stupid things like that. That you just run out of normally.
Right. Like, I went to the store and I forgot garbage bags or whatever. You know,
right.
Holy.
Garbage bags is a good one. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller on the line.
All right.
I haven't buzzed in yet. If he wants to. Hello, caller. Are you wanting to get on the air, sir? Hello.
Why, yes, master. I've been waiting for this all my life.
There he is.
ladies and gentlemen, it's our old pal, Tyler.
Tyler.
Come on.
All right.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I've been living in the tree trunks.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. He sent me we had 2-3 episodes since he sent me this email with a file on it. And Ted's barking for a change. Yeah, I know, you didn't get the bark at Cheeks. Come on, you want to go out? There you go. And, man, I didn't open my email for like a week, you know? It's like, man, I don't, why bother? It's just going to be somebody going, yeah, you know that thing we got scheduled? Well, we're canceling that. Pretty much it.
So we're going to play
so,
today, right?
Girlfriend of mine bought tickets to see a Pearl Jam concert, which I don't know if anyone would do. Actually, it's my girlfriend's sister, but I'm friends with her too, but not as much as the sister. So they put out $1,500 for these tickets to see Pearl Jam.
$1,500.
Ticketmaster came back and said, we're not refunding anybody's money yet because the band could still come out and come out with like a rescheduled date. If that was me, I would be like, F you, no way, this ain't happening. Like, I want my freaking money back.
Yeah, she could probably use that scratch,
so I guess,
you know?
Ticketmaster said, well, you know what, we already took all this money. Like, they basically don't have the money to pay the people back. And I'm like, they didn't even have the concert. Who did they pay the money to? Like, they should get their money back. $1,500 for Pearl Jam tickets.
They should have spent it in the first place. Jesus Christ.
That's because these fucking companies, they don't behave like normal people and you know, live within their means. And that's why they're bailing out these millionaires and crap. It's like, what the fuck, man? We're the people that ain't bailed out here, man. Us schmucks. We're all going broke.
I was telling Jake about it, you know, that's my 17-year-old. He goes like, holy crap, Mom. He's like, that's like three of my cars. And I'm like, yeah, because I bought his car for $500. And I'm like, yeah, it is. He's like, to see a concert? I'm like, I know, right? runs, it stops, it's good, it's four-wheel drive, it's good.
Put it in
it's
perspective
cool.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, you throw some stickers on it and some fuzzy dice and name it something, and it's awesome. But yeah, he's like, they had like three in my car or something. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
that's
what I spent on this car, $500.
We got the 3 minutes. That's why Tyler's here.
Good.
All right, Tyler.
3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
3 minutes you'll never get back, starring Tyler.
Yeah, and we get to find out at midnight if Dr. Demento is also playing this. And we're not sure yet.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
No way! Sweet! So, we have the world premiere?
Yep.
Oh.
Awesome. We've scooped Dr. D. All right.
Yep, and you might even beat A-Log. That's the other DJ.
Not yet today, but maybe later. Let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Beauty. It landed on Tyler. We're in luck.
All right.
So this... So this is a parody I just whipped up in 5 minutes while listening to the backing track, and I had two parodies. One of them was a Mini Nifty inside joke parody. The other one was about the coronavirus. So I figured I'd do something topical to reach a wider audience, but I'm probably going to go back and do the other inside joke parody.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know,
later.
Reverend Wendy.
Yep.
Reverend Wendy, we were really
yeah.
lucky because our Paul Schlosser's head is right next to Tyler's on the wheel, man.
Oh, close.
Yeah, it's the closey.
you feed out cheesehead, Tyler. All right.
Alrighty, so, therefore, ipso
well,
facto.
I hope I never be.
Is that enough of an intro?
Art Paul's friend. Yeah, and that's it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere, 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I am a proud small business owner, and they're making us clothes. They say we're not essential, 'cause we only sell pantyhose. And I know that's a shame now. We were the last one in town. The coronavirus is shutting us down. We should have started selling groceries. Then maybe people would care. But if we sold toilet paper, we all be billionaires. If we had a web design team, we could sell our stuff online. The coronavirus has us in a bind. And we're too small to get a bailout. Guess we should have gone online.
the coronavirus has us in a bind.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah.
Man. That was unprecedented. Very, very well that done, sir. Right. That was the first time the 3 minutes ever got applause.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
10 years. 10 years.
First time it ever got applause.
Decade plus.
I hope my five by five. Oh, so there's good news. There's good news tonight.
All right.
Well, you know, all this bad news connected to we're live. All this bad news connected to the Corona thing. You got like a, what do you call a silver lining, right? This past March 2020 was the first March since 2002 that we didn't have any school shootings. How about that? Huh?
Well,
something to be proud of in this
there
country. God bless America. I'm feeling all kind of patriotic now all of a sudden. In a tear
how come
in my
people
eye
aren't talking
here
about that? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of course, there's no school, but it's gotta look at the bright side.
How many home shootings
upside
have there been, though?
Yeah.
Hasn't been any home shootings?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's so true, though. Domestic violence is a real danger in this situation. No joke.
Oh, I can imagine so.
I mean, how many women are trapped with some violent asshole that's 24/7,
mm-hmm,
a chance to get away from the bum. Well, we're vice versa, you know. I'm thinking of my second marriage, but yeah. So I gotta look at the bright side. I got the dogs outside now, so he's holding the show hostage here.
Attaboy, Ted.
Well, I have a message for the dog.
Yes.
Not bad.
All right. Okay.
If I could comment
here we go
a little bit about the song we just said real quickly. They probably should have made it like maybe on a little more of a macro type thing, because like a small business is under 500 employees.
Right.
There's like a lot of businesses that are like way under that super need the help more than someone that's got like 400 employees. So that's my stance.
There you
go.
Go
ahead.
There you go.
I did the song, and it was from the point of view of like something run by like a mom and pop type.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I work at a mom-and-pop store in a rural area in nowhere land. And, yeah, that's, like, totally crushing us bad. And she hasn't been able to get any funding. She keeps waiting. It's been 3 weeks, heard nothing. So it's different when you have, like, under 10 employees and you're a little florist and you do a lot of stuff for the community and then nothing. So I think 500 and under to be a small business is not really a small business in my eyes. But I don't make the definitions, just saying.
Yeah.
The aid that I applied for online, that money ran out yesterday. Nice.
I told you like 2 weeks ago to try to do shit.
Yeah, yeah. It ran out of dough already, so.
Yeah.
Because all these, you know, hey, all the millionaires were in line first, wetting their beak. I understand. I'm sympathetic, you know, to the millionaires.
Same thing happened to me with No Worker Left Behind during the Obama thing when I wanted to go to the Left Behind and wanted to go to school for me. We had all these cool places that were going to do makeup and do little movies and movie theaters and, you know, filming projects and stuff in Michigan, and it all got shut down.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. You could probably even hear my archives on all my complaints about that, so.
Yeah. Yep. So, we're all pretty much fucked. But, again, nature's coming back. They got this one over here, South Africa. There's this road, and there's a bunch of lions just snoozing on it, man. Kruger National Park. They're, like, taking a nap. They're all over the road.
I love it.
They're just laying there. They're not doing nothing. I like those guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for all the animals that is doing good. Oh, man, and, like, all these pictures, they had a whole row of pictures from L.A., the L.A. skyline. You can see mountains in the distance. It's
so
smog.
To see the mountains in India for the first time, and because of the smog lifted, and we went over the sea turtles last time I was here, which was amazing.
Yep. You gotta love it. Nature on the mend. All right, what else? What else did I pick for headlines? This is important. Police department. Where's this at? Come on. police department. Detroit. Oh, well, this is your neck, nape of the neck. The police department reminds. Yeah, they remind residents to wear pants while checking the mailbox.
Yes. I've seen that.
Well, that was in Maryland, the Taneytown, Maryland police. They just put out a Facebook, you know, reminder. Please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning.
I want to put one of those masks around my willy. One of those face masks around my willy. That's all.
You can strap
do
it to your
the old-fashioned elephant or the, what's that little one that looks like the tuxedo and.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, Frederick's 1980, you know the book. That's just the Hollywood.
Oh wow!
All the mail's like so slow too now. I'm on a rural route, so you're lucky if you get anything here now.
Yeah, and they want to shut the post office down. You guys are gonna be screwed because that's one of the things about
the rural route.
Post office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh. Part of their charter is that they have to deliver to. One fucking beyond, you know, wherever there's people.
I think my stimulus check is coming by that way, too. I'm getting a hard check, not in the direct mail. I don't know when that's coming.
By Pony Express.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man, nice. Okay, I guess things are going a little better in Australia. Some guy, he's trying to return 4,800 rolls of toilet paper and 150 liters of hand sanitizer, but the store won't take you back.
You know what? And right. They shouldn't. Fuck him and fuck off, Porter.
They should.
I know.
Make more.
He's all pissed off. Oh, you poor baby. Oh.
Shit. Yeah, exactly. You need everything horrible for everybody, you selfish fucker.
I love it.
Now everyone's got like, they had a Kroger today. You're limited to two things of beef. Well, they're only a pound each, so if I get 2 pounds of beef, that's not even enough really to make hamburgers here.
No, not for a family of,
four. Crazy. Yeah, and I have a 21-year-old and a 17-year-old. They eat 2 hamburgers each. Like, that's not even enough. Like, well, what if I get 4 kids? Like, or, whatever. You'd be screwed. You can't get the meat.
The kids are bottomless pits, so good luck with that.
They got a tapeworm, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Well, I was the same.
Yeah, you do. You had two boys. Okay.
Teenage boys can put it away. I used to buy a whole sack of those big Bufords,
That was my cat playing the piano. That was my baby Athena. Athena don't play piano. I'm on possum.
Tiny. Okay, you posted this one. The Land O'Lakes removing the Native American woman from their packaging.
Yeah.
Why? I think that's dopey. I don't think that's
offensive
at all. She's pretty.
No.
I was in love with her when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Everyone does see that. You know what? Literally, most of Native Americans lived around some lakes. So, that's where you needed the fresh source of water back in the day whenever, and it goes back to their ancestry. I don't really think that it's racist or horrible.
No. It's not like Chief Wahoo's making fun of people. But I don't think that doesn't bother me either, really. But
it's been almost 92 to 100 years old that has had the same thing on it. Like, that's what you expect. Okay, so we're going to just take everything off of Mrs. Butterworth forever?
It's a cliche outfit, no Indian ever dressed like that. Native American. But still, it's not a put-down at all, by any means. I think somebody's overreacting.
I thought it was pretty and nice, and it felt authentic because the Indians started it, so it must be, native, and that's good and whatever, and actually butter is way better for you than margarine. So
I know. I buy this all the time. When it's on sale. I love butter.
Now if you can get spreadable butter, you're like somebody.
Oh, really?
I can't get it anywhere here. I got sticks, but you can get the spreadable, and I usually get the sticks for other things, but you have, the spreadable Land O'Lakes or any spreadable stuff is gone. They're all gone. You need to get stick butter.
I use the sticks anyway. I got a butter dish.
Fred Link is selling it out of the trunk of his car, from what I understand. See, he knows how.
He's got Land O'Lakes.
They have some nasty old Nikes.
There you go.
And plenty of toothbrushes unused.
Yeah.
Here's some interesting.
Yeah. No dentist in 63.
Didn't he say 1963? The last time he was at the dentist.
Late September back in 63.
Yeah. Think of it.
Oh, what a night.
I'm downloading. I'm downloading all this. Yeah, that's right. I'm downloading all those episodes. That was a trip. Wait. That was a fucking trip. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Now.
you're going to have fun. You're going to have fun memories with the 2016 episodes. That's when I was uploading the bits with my band Mini Nifty. We were playing those bits in the 20. So look forward. Go back into the memories of the second or third Monday, like September 13th, 2016. Best episode ever, because that was the episode we were both on there. Miss Nifty and I were both on there.
And we let you
pick on us.
Oh.
I'm sure it was amazing. Was I present? I'm sure I was.
You were on that episode, but maybe not during our segment.
Okay.
I have the tape of, I have the archive of it, and I listen to it once every month, so yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Well then, you know. I just wish Carol Channing would come back on the show.
Oh,
that's all I know.
I want to know
what she thinks about
the
coronavirus.
I've got Carol Channing's. I can text her, so I can ask her if she'd want to call in maybe Monday. And
she texts.
Give us her assessment.
That's awesome.
I feel like I've heard of Carol Channing.
Carol Channing, yeah, she's a famous Broadway actress, big star.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Do you by any chance have contact with Gene Merlino?
Gene Merlino? Never heard of Gene Merlino.
He is the guy in the movie Camelot. He's not the actor who plays Lancelot, but the stand-in singer who sings for Lancelot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Gene. And he also does this really bizarre, weird love ballad called Green Fingernails. I'm going to send it to you on Facebook or email. Supposedly somebody saw a lyric wanted ad in the back of a silly tabloid, and they sent them the lyrics and paid them, and he read these off the wall lyrics because the lyricist paid them to.
Very cool.
Sweet. Send that.
Send that over there. One last story, and then we have to move on.
Yeah. I'm a member of the Al Jolson Society as of late 2019.
Somehow I'm not surprised. I don't know if you're practicing, but you're a Catholic person, aren't you, Reverend Wendy?
I am. That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
So I get all my sacraments, and I still do certain things. You know, I give up Supper Lent.
Yeah.
And,
That's right.
Okay.
So you got the Pope Francis. The Pope Francis, right? That's your Pope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
He said this week... And if I needed any spiritual confirmation that I am doing the right thing during this pandemic, I'm backed up by Pope Francis over here, okay? He declared Scotch whiskey to be the real holy water.
There you go.
Huh? Huh?
There you go. Uh-huh.
Who's your Messiah now?
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
This when I was listening to old shows. Here it is. 1, 2, 3.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
There you go. That's enthusiasm.
Yeah, that sounds like Sissy called in.
That might have been the night you tried to fool me with the Sissy call.
Oh, you know what? And I am very super impressed with that. I have to say that again. You can record it. Most people don't know, and you knew, so I love that.
I just had it. Just is like, I mean, I wasn't sure that it was her, but I just said, "Hey, something's off."
Yeah, the spirit of the possum wasn't there.
Good Lord, your voices are more or less identical.
I know. Yeah, so you have to really. Yeah, you're psychic, dude. You're psychic. You know?
Psycho.
Yeah, that too.
Speaking of which, did you
just
see that cat? I posted that video of that crazy comedian today. This guy losing his nut. He's in the car screaming about the stimulus thing.
Yeah.
And oh, my God, was that cool. He's like so pissed. I mean, you're thinking he's going to have a stroke right there in front of your eyes.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy's whole gig. He does a lot of videos like that. But the guy's fucking right, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When one person disagreed with what he was saying there, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
That was funny as shit.
Don't
wasn't funny. It was just cool.
Beat the shit out of you. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fucking send him to Washington.
Yeah.
He should testify in fucking court. Yeah.
He did look like he's going to have a stroke, man.
But that was, I mean, that's one of the. It's not every time you can come up with something.
I don't remember looking. Some days I'm on Facebook way more than I want, but you know, I'm just usually on my phone. So
yeah,
I can only look at that thing. Right. I'm, you know, I'm 50 now. I can't see work shit. I get bored and I hate all the fighting and I get into it sometimes and I'm like, you know, I gotta step back. This isn't good for me. So yeah.
That's
now I know
like
what's wrong
clip.
With my Facebook. I only see like a couple people on there, and everyone's like, "Oh, I did something, and now I can see everyone." I don't know how to do that. I didn't Google it. I didn't look it up, and I'm just trying to stay outside and do stuff. Like my closet's organized, most of my laundry's done. I got lots of stuff growing. I just keep cleaning and cooking. I don't even know what else. Just freaking do.
Hunting and cleaning.
It's
hunting
snow
and
today,
cleaning.
So tomorrow I'm going to burn a couch and
nice.
Hang out with Sissy.
Hey.
So I'll feel better.
Yeah, yeah. I was able to cut the grass yesterday. It rained all day today, so I just kept thinking, man, I really did a job on that. There's like no dog poop as of the end of yesterday out there, and rain all you want now.
Yes, Dr. Cake, it did snow here. What snow?
We had snow in Ohio. My
but
buddy's house up north.
It's supposed to be like high 50s, and then it's supposed to get up to 60. So the next few days it's going to be good. So at least I can be outside without fucking dying. That's nice.
Indeed. Indeedly doodly.
I did make it out of Kroger without dying. That was
I wanted to mention. I wanted to mention, Gumby, I watched that dirty movie.
That
sort of Steppenwolf.
Candy. Yeah.
That, the Steppenwolf song was in that movie.
Okay.
Called Candy. And it stars Marlon Brando, Richard Burton, Walter Matthau, James Coburn, just to name a few. It's the weirdest.
I never see that. It's like an all-star awesome cast.
Marlon Brando says it's the worst movie he's ever done. But I think it's different.
Well,
I think it's different.
As far as Marlon Brando is concerned, I heard that he was in a movie that was much more filthy. Wasn't it like Last Tango in Paris?
Oh, The Last Tango in Paris,
That's a terrific movie, though. That's a good movie.
That was a little bit after this. But this thing right here, Terry Southern, what he did was he wrote a parody of porno movies. So this girl, this voluptuous young thing, just is walking in from situation to situation where, one thing leads to another, and the old lech is fucking her. You know, it was fucking weird, man.
Brady Henry Tom. Wrote it. You like that cameo?
Well, I wonder what year that was, because actual porno 68. Movies was. Because actual porno movies started in 72, like Linda Lovelace.
Well, yeah, but I mean the basic plot of a porno thing is, and that's what it was a parody of. What was Buck Henry's cameo? I don't remember.
He was the guy in the straitjacket in the elevator.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been in the other room.
I might watch that again.
That was a wild one, man. That was
wild.
Gee, mini Christmas, man. All right. Well, due to the FCC rules, I wish G was here. Where the fuck is GTO? When I'm bringing the Weird Al with me here.
Weird Al. There you go. Well, Nick's here. Tyler's here. He likes Weird Al.
Yeah.
Polka party.
Well, it's fun hanging out.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
We'll be right back.
win if I can sing a love song so divine? Would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do. I really, 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 really do, 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 do. Hey! Go, go, slave ship bound for Cotton Field. Sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scarred old flavor knows he's doing all right. Hear him with the women just around midnight.
Brown sugar!
How come you taste so good?
Brown sugar!
Just like a young girl should. A glass of wine in her hand, I knew she would meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes, you might find
you get what you need. You need honky tonk women. Gimme, gimme, gimme
the honky tonk.
You to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Mr. Science is here!
Mr. Grenache!
You didn't call me Super Host!
It's Mr. Science to help perk up your show!
So, Mr. Science,
Has Mr. Science been working on the coronavirus?
I have a song for you, Mr. Panache.
Okay.
All right, give me a C.
A bouncy C?
I'm getting the key of C major.
No, COVID,
you're mean. And
is this Gene Marshall?
You got no cleaner. I'll get you with my cleaner. I have a wiener.
Tony Feener. Tony Feener.
What are you thinking of, Mr. Minaj? It's just the first verse. What are you thinking of?
I thought Gigantor was the one I had to worry about calling in over here.
What did you say, Gene Marshall?
Yeah, I thought it was Gene Marshall.
Who's that?
Oh, I thought that was the green fingernails guy. Who did you say
that Gene Marshall. He's a stage name for Gene Merlino.
Okay.
Yeah, he's named Gene Merlino, and Gene Marshall is his stage name. Yeah.
Okay. So he's neither of those.
He broke up the show, Mr.
Canyon's Jagoffs. Going to the show.
Gumby, what's your stage name?
I don't know.
He doesn't have any aliases, except for Digby.
Gumby doesn't even have a stage name.
You know what?
No.
We're listening to Mr. Science. People have to pay $150 to see Mr. Science, and he's right here on Possum Hour.
I know, for free.
Yeah.
He should raise the price because it's
$1,500
for Pro $1,500. Cam. Yeah,
three exactly. Cars, and we got him here for free.
Yep.
Hell yes. Tag to the yes.
Uh-huh. All right, Mr. Science, I take it.
Well, the show's wrapping up probably for the better, I would say, at this point. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. hopefully I'll get to chat with Mr. Science a little further later, and we can... We'll have some notes for you Monday, where
all right.
You know we'll probably solve this whole thing, this corona ordeal.
You and Mr. Science together, I'm sure it's over. You guys got it.
You're talking. When we get together, it's
Mr.
like brainwave.
Science,
take
I already
that.
Had it in February right. Before it was tested. It's where I had it.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Canadian. Molson
Canadian.
I
had it. Swear to God, I had it.
Science and the Pope's.
Yeah, I think
and
so
that's
too.
It, baby, that's it.
I think
so.
I did.
Well.
Matt, don't mess with Matt, Mr. Pinoche.
Uh-huh.
That's absurd.
The Pope says drink scotch.
Drink. Hey, the Pope says, he says it's the real holy water, man.
That's it.
Gonna argue with the Pope? No. Not on this show.
Nope.
Not on my watch.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Tequila.
Molson Canadian.
Water.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. I'd like to thank our guests, the lovely Reverend Wendy, Tyler Zanke,
Tyler,
and of course. Goes without saying, the inimitable, internationally famous Mr. Science.
Mr. Science.
Good
show.
Tequila!
Whatever.
Say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody!
Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Energize.
Be safe, everybody.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!